thinking. We got trucks out here. We got action going on everywhere, and I am live. That's right. Coca-Cola is coming through, made in South Carolina. Big, big red truck pulling right in and backing up right behind us here today. So, Jeff, if you hear some background noise, there's a reason. But we're in the visitor center right here, the big gazebo right here in right off of the links here today. And Michelle Liggett and her crew, Anna and Sean, are here. What were you doing out here? I saw you had your chairs and everything set up, doing massages.
That's right. We're doing massages. We're also doing some rehabilitation and stretching of these golfers. We want them to make a hole-in-one, you know. We want to help out.
Right. Well, this is great experience, isn't it, Michelle?
It really is. The students, actually, I had more than just Anna and Sean here. They get an experience of what in service to a community means on so many levels. This certainly is a great place to be today. The weather is wonderful. And all these people coming in are women, and they're on the road to the LPGA. And so being a part of that scene is certainly going to enhance our career objectives and also enhance the golfers on the greens there. And that's really what we like to do. We like to improve putting and also their scorecard.
That's right. You want to make sure they hit it straight down the middle, right?
Absolutely. Down the fairway. Not pulling right or left. It's straight down.
That's right. Let's see. Frank Sinatra sang a song, Straight Down the Middle. In fact, we're using that as our theme song during WCRS being out here this week. So pretty cool, huh?
Fantastic. We should have brought some music ourselves here today.
Yeah. So what would you bring? Nice, soothing music here?
Yeah. I think some of them might be afraid to come in here. They want to fall asleep on the green. Usually it's vigorous, the kind of massages we have to do to get them, you know, energized. But when they come back, I won't say limping, but the sun beaten down and tired at the end of the day, a chair massage. And we have the Chase Lounge out here, too. So we're doing some reflexology. We've had plenty of feet being worked on today, and granted, there's a lot of walking going on out there.
Absolutely. Now, Michelle, you guys are actually finished here today, but when are you coming back?
We will be back here tomorrow, the 7th of May, starting at 8 and lasting until 4 p.m., and this will continue up until Saturday, at which time we will terminate, and then this place will come to close on Sunday, I believe.
Sure. So let's see. This is the massage program from out there at Piedmont Tech, correct?
Yes, it is. Three semesters, 960 hours of hard charging. Students, don't you agree? Hard charging.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot.
Well, does Michelle still make you run around the building? She told me she does that kind of stuff. Is she still doing that?
Yeah, we love her.
Love her. Yeah. It's refreshing. Gets you your blood flowing before you go do your learning and your studying in the afternoon. So. We don't mind. We like it.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, I think that if you're going to be teaching people how to get healthy, you ought to be healthy yourself. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. We need all the oxygen to our brains we can get, and plus function is very important in our profession. We can't be the ones crawling around. We have to be up on our feet, you know, ready to go with a smile on our faces.
You know, I was talking to one of your patients that's out there, and I understand y'all are closed for 2 weeks out there. She didn't know what she was going to do without 2 weeks of her usual massage, Michelle.
That is correct. We try to stay, you know, in touch with our clients out there, and they do come to depend on us a lot. We have a lot of pathologies that we do see, actually, like carpal tunnel syndrome. Sometimes it isn't even that. It's really thoracic outlet. And we see a lot of low back pain and tension headaches. We just had a practicum on tension headaches, and we had 13 people come out of nowhere to lay down on those tables and get some work done. And when they left, they were smiling.
So, but you will have it back open in the next couple of weeks, is that right?
That is correct. We will be up and running on the 20th of May, starting at 12, and here's the schedule, folks, 12 to 1, 1:15 to 2:15, 2:30 to 3:30, and 3:45 to 4:45, Monday through Thursday.
You've actually expanded it then, coming to that 4:45, haven't you?
We do only that in the summertime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, question, how long is it going to go on? Because don't you finish up coming in July or something?
Right. It'll end on the last day of July, and then everybody in the community will have to wait till the next crew gets trained, and then we'll be up and running again after the Christmas holiday and New Year, somewhere around mid-January, 2015.
And the cost for this unbelievable experience is $20 just for the hour. Wow, that's a deal, and you get a whole hour, don't you, Michelle?
That's right. So let me give you the phone number that you can call, leave a message. That is 941-8785. Again, 941-8785. Come and get yours. It ends in July, the last day of.
Now, if somebody is out here and they stop on by and they've got a kink or a cork, can they come by and see you, or is this just for the golfers?
Anybody can come and see us.
Oh, wow. Yeah, or quark.
effective immediately, anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Employees, caddies, the cooks, whoever comes. Yes, moms and dads. We haven't seen many children today, but we have in the past, and they really enjoy it, too.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, Michelle Liggett from out there at Piedmont Tech Massage Therapy Program, you guys do a wonderful, wonderful job, and you do a great service to the community. Great that you're out here at the Links of Stony Point.
Thank you, Ann. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We were just doing a little minor changing around of our space out here. We're out at the beautiful Links of Stony Point. I'm Ann Eller with you. And I tell you what, there's a pro-am going on this afternoon. We're going to get to talk to some of the legends of the LPGA this afternoon. So we'll be looking forward to talking to them. Do have a few things that I can tell you, and got some things we want to play for you. So while we're out here, let's just say this. It is gorgeous. They have more and more tables set up. They've got a reception this evening, so that would explain that. They have kind of, what shall we say, closed off the country club. It says Symetra Golfers Only. It has a VIP section here, so we had to move. I guess we're VIPs, but we can't be in the VIP section here this afternoon. But I am Ann Eller. I am having a great time. Let me tell you, this is another beautiful, beautiful day out here. And let's go ahead and do a quick check of the weather while we have this opportunity. What have we got right now? Well, let's see. Can I get to what the weather is right now? Yes, I can. Right now, out here at the Links of Stony Point, 88 degrees, and it feels like 85. Again, that 3-degree difference. What are we looking for this evening? Well, let's check that out, too, and see what it says. We're going to be clear skies and get down to 60 degrees tonight, 0% chance of rain. Wednesday looks like another high of 90, low of 60, partly sunny skies. Thursday, it's a ditto day, and so is Friday, mostly sunny, only a 10%. I'd say we just will count that out on Friday. You know, the tournament starts on Thursday, so things are going to change a little bit out here on Thursday. You will have to use the different parking areas. We've got a little bit we're going to do with Lindsey Burns explaining that to us. And how Lindsey Burns put this all together and how it happened that we have the Symetra Tour here. But we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Right now, yesterday afternoon, we got to talk to a Taiwanese golfer. And very interesting. She's been on the Symetra Tour for 5 years. She comes over here from Taiwan. She actually lives in Taiwan. She's not going to school here. She lives in Taiwan. I thought we'd hear her video or her audio so you can get a feel for what it's like for somebody who's not from this country. She spoke very good English, I must say. I was very impressed with her English. So let's go ahead and hear that. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name, but let's let her tell us what she had to say. Let's take it away right now.
All right. Well, I have captured one of our Symetra Tour golfers here today. And who am I talking to?
Hello, I'm Zi Qilin.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
So, do you go to school here in the States?
No, I'm just come here for a tournament, for a tour. Yeah.
Wow. Were you in Fort Myers last week?
No, I'm not there.
Okay. So, are you, so how long have you been on the tour?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So, how is it, have you played any golf here yet?
Not yet. I just arrived.
Just arrived?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Yeah.
What makes it most exciting?
And you know, this is a new course. Everybody's came here first time, and it's good for every time we went to the new place for us. Yeah,
absolutely. So, if you won this, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
It is. It's a big prize here.
A big prize.
Yeah.
That could pretty much assure you get your LPGA card, right?
Yeah, that is almost.
Almost guaranteed.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you think? Do you what do you think? You think you're going to get your card this year?
I'm thinking about it, and then I'll do my best.
Do your best. Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Enjoy it. And what made you get involved in golf to begin with? How come? What? How did you get interested in golf?
When I was 12, and I just wanted to choose a sport to what like for my futures.
Yeah.
And I start, like, somebody tell me you can try golf, and I just go and then play. It was very interesting, and then I'm just keep going. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Well, I know it takes a lot of practice and a lot of time. What would you have to say to somebody that's thinking about they'd like to be a golfer on the LPGA or starting with the Symetra Tour to be a professional? What does it take?
It is.
Does it take lots of, you've only been, since you've been 12, how old are you now?
I'm 23 right
23.
Now. Yeah.
So do you practice all the time?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It is an important thing.
Yeah. Do you watch a lot of golf?
I do if I have a lot of time to. Right now it's something because it takes like, we always same time to have tournament with the LPGA.
Right.
The same weeks. But if I have a time, I will watch it and then look everybody playing. Yeah.
Who do you look up the most to in golf? Who would be your hero? Your
hero?
Hero. I mean, a person, you know, that you look at and say, wow, she or he are terrific. I would like to be like them. Anybody?
Anybody? That's a good question.
That's a toughie, huh?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll see you during the week, and
maybe
you can come up with an answer for that. You know,
okay.
I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to do something special for the camera here this afternoon. See, you know, I'm wearing this hat, and it says on it, I got to put my head down so you can see it. It says Wired. And I really do feel wired when I'm out here having a good time with all the energy and everything that is going on. So I certainly hope you're going to make it out here. Oh, it's beautiful where we are. A little bit of wind, but that's really, really nice because it's keeping a little cooler. Yesterday it was hot. That's right, hot. Speaking of hot, I understand we may be able to get an interview with the one and only Jan Stevenson. I happened to talk to Jim Medford earlier today, and he says, it's just so amazing. He ended up playing in the Pro-Am with Jan Stevenson, and he said it was just a blind draw. That's all it was, nothing regular about it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I don't believe you, Jim. I think that you must have had that set up, but lots of people here today playing in the Pro-Am. They've got one more Pro-Am tomorrow. A lot of people are really, really enjoying it. Looks like we've got some of our Symetra Tour golfers passing through here carrying their bags. I tell you what, I am impressed. That's a big load to carry off there. So, and also this afternoon, I want you to know they have set up flags all the way behind the clock. We're going to make sure we get a shot of that so you'll be able to see it, of all the different countries that are represented here. So we've got, England, China, Taiwan, United States of America, how about that? And so many more, India, Portugal, you know, it looks like, I don't even know all the flags, but there is quite a collection there, which shows what an international event this is. So when you come out here, you are going to hear all different languages, just like our gal that is from Taiwan that is here this afternoon. She is... She spoke pretty good English here. Here's more golfers coming right through. Come on right through here this afternoon. Having a good time. This is a great location. We just need to snag some of them, don't we, Lindsay, and get them over here to talk to us. But what else is going on? Well, the wind's blowing. They're out on a pro-am. I understand they're supposed to be coming in around 4:30-ish. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to some of them. Like I said, Jan Stevenson, she was the one that got a lot of interest, shall we say. I was reading an article about her. Just for the record, it said she was doing so much promotion that she thought that some of her golf actually suffered. Also, she's an honorary chairman of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and I believe I read that she started a arthritis foundation too, and in 2011 she was on the season of Dancing with the Stars, Australian style. That's right, she's an Australian. For those of you that are golfers, every time you say the word Jan Stevenson, people go, oh yeah, Jan Stevenson. So looking forward to being able to talk to her this afternoon. What else do we have going on? Well, I think we got enough time. I think we have enough time to hear the interview I did with Amanda Brazier from out there at the Self Regional. She actually works in the media department and sends out lots of news media and this type of thing. So we're going to hear what she had to say. We did this yesterday while we were at the Children's Golf Clinic for the LPGA. So let's hear what she had to say, and then I think we're going to be pretty close to hearing South Carolina radio news, and then I'll be back broadcasting live from the links of Stony Point. What better place to be?
All right. I'm here with Amanda Brazier right here from Self Regional Hospital. You are out here today, Amanda. What do you think about this event?
Well, Anne, it's been a terrific event. We've had about 250 kids from Districts 50, 51, and 52 who have come out. We found a number of them had maybe never been on a golf course before, never picked up a golf club. And as you can see behind me, they are just embracing the game and running and just really having a great time.
Yeah, it's great to see kids out here in 90-degree heat having a good time, isn't it?
You know, it's great to, you know, encourage activity. And I think what we'd love to happen as a result of this is, you know, they come back to the golf course, they get outside, they continue moving and staying active, and maybe even grab their parents to come with them.
Absolutely. Well, this was a very good idea for Self Regional, the foundation, to put this all together. And I know you're looking forward to the whole week. I've got lots of great events and that Health Express unit.
Yes.
I kept calling it the wrong thing on the radio the other day, but the Self-Express unit is going to be out here. In fact, I'm sporting one of your hats from
yes,
this.
Yes, you are. So we are going to be doing free health screenings throughout the week of the tournament, and anyone who has a screening done gets one of the lovely
big hats.
But yes, the Health Express will be out, and we'll be giving out health information and talking with people about ways, you know, they can modify their lifestyle and healthier behaviors that will help them hopefully live a better life.
Well, I know this has been a great experience to put all this together. It's been a lot of work, but it sure looks like it's coming together without a hitch, Amanda.
Absolutely. It's been a start of a great week, and this was a great way to kick it off. By, as Cindy says, we don't have a Symetra Tour player from South Carolina, and we're hoping we will find ours today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Amanda.
When it comes to your personal and financial protection, you want someone who can help you make informed decisions about your insurance needs. That's why you need to call me, Bruce Craven, with InSphere Insurance Solutions at 864-993-7022. I can help you customize a plan to fit your needs as well as your budget. That's why you need to call me, Bruce Craven, at 864-993-7022. Again, that's Bruce Craven at 864-993-7022.
Okay, I am on. I need one sitting here and one sitting here, whoever wants to sit wherever. We are here, and I tell you what, we are international here this afternoon. I have one Symetra golfer and her dad, who will explain the difference between doctor and doctor. I don't know whether we'll go there or not, but who do I have sitting with me this afternoon?
I am Dottie Ardina.
Dottie Ardina from the Philippines. And Dottie, let's see, you just got here to the links. Today or yesterday?
Yesterday night.
Yeah. But you just come over here to play in the Symetra Tour. You're not going to school here or anything else, are you?
Well, I graduated high school in Florida and then went back home, and I came back to play the Symetra. Well, I came last year for Q School. And then I'm playing the full Symetra events.
Well, this is so awesome. And, Dad, how do you feel about having a daughter in the Symetra Tour? I know that there's something that you'd like to hear your daughter's name announced over the intercom in a hospital, like Dr. Dottie is coming to see you. But how does it feel to be on the Symetra Tour?
Well, it's very different. My dream is to hear my daughter paging in the lobby of the hospital, paging Dr. Ardina. But now I hear on the T from Philippines, Dottie Ardina. Okay.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. And I understand that y'all will stay here and travel from now on. Is that right, Dottie?
Yes, pretty much every week. Pretty busy year for me.
That's right. So, let's see. You were in Fort Myers last week.
Yeah.
How did you do last week?
Made the cut. And I earned a bit of money, but I didn't play too good, but I still made a cut.
Hey, you know what? Making the cut. How many are below making the cut? Weren't there like 70-some?
Yeah, about around 70 players plus ties, but 75, I guess, out of 140 plus, yeah, half of the field.
Yeah. So how does it, what made you decide to become a golfer and compete for getting your LPGA card and the whole nine rounds? What made you decide to go this route? Because I know your dad wanted you to be a doctor.
Well, I started playing golf at the age of 5 because my dad is a golf instructor back home.
Oh, after now his, we know.
Yeah, after his baseball career. And yeah, I started playing golf at 5 and then I just loved it.
One thing led to another. Okay, what do you have to say, Dad?
Well, at the age of 5, Dottie, I love to play golf because I own a business. It's about a driving range business. I run a driving range business in Philippines, and Dottie is always beside me. Now, she grew up always in the ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I am a golf teacher, I am a national baseball player.
Wow.
Baseball player in the Philippines. Okay. And Philippine team.
Philippine team?
Yeah, Philippine team. And, I don't know what happened because there is a land. It's about 5 hectares land, and I developed it for driving range, for business.
That is terrific.
Yeah.
Were you always a golfer?
Yeah. I'm a golfer. I'm a baseball player at the same time. Because we live inside. I was born inside the golf course.
You were born inside the
inside the golf course in tee number 6, I remember.
Tee number 6?
I remember. During World War II.
World War II. For real?
Yeah, Japanese time in Asia. I was born. And when I was like 30, number 5 years old, I always play golf, putting green like that. and I start as a caddy for local golf course. When I grew up like that, I play. That's why I reached the handicap of 2.
Wow.
And 2 handicapper. When I go up to university, I play baseball and golf.
Wow.
That's why 30.
So what can we say? It's in her genes. She has nothing she can do about it. It's in her genes. It's in her makeup, right? Yeah. She has to play, right?
Yeah. Dottie, when she was 4th year in high school, many universities here in America, about 16 or 17 universities, give her a chance to go to college free.
And she
didn't do it because she loves goats very much. You know why?
Why?
She's afraid for mathematics.
So she's not very good in math, huh? Is that what you're saying? Daddy, what your dad has just said, do you find this to be truthful, or are there any lapses here, or anything that you find not truthful? Has he been pretty truthful about the situation?
Yeah, all he said is true.
Well, I guess you'd like to get your LPGA card and become a professional golfer. Is that the desire?
Yeah, right now I only have the partial card in the LPGA, but I have the full card here in Symetra. So some events I can get in there, some events not. So hopefully next week in Virginia I can get in, because right now I'm in the third alternate list. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. How old are you, Dottie?
I'm 20.
20? Does your dad make you practice? Is your dad your caddy? This is what I want to know. Or do you have somebody else caddying for you?
He's going to caddy for me this week. He caddied last week.
Yeah.
And he survived. So hopefully this week he'll finish it.
But if we will play in Kingsmill, I will not caddy. Because the rules is you carry the bag. And now I'm 71. I will get the caddy.
Well, this is terrific. I tell you what, I think this is so awesome. You know, if somebody is out there listening and maybe they've got a young person that's thinking about starting golf, we had a golf clinic here yesterday. What would you say to a young, or even parents that are listening and their child about getting them started in golf? What would you say, Dottie?
I'd say try. I mean, it's fun to play golf. And if you do good, you make money.
Which is the prime directive, right? Make money. Now, one other thing. Do you have anything that you consider like a lucky charm? I mean, do you always wear something? Do you do a little happy dance? Do you do something that makes you feel good when you get ready to tee it up there?
Well, all I do is pray before I tee off and after, and, of course, while playing the game, and try to relax while playing. I don't really have a lucky charm or, you know, something like to wish me luck. Yeah, no, not really.
How is it to have your parents with you on the tour? You like having them on there with you on the tour?
Oh, they've been there since 2001, so I'm used to it.
Well, that's great, and I guess you get to meet...
You
have a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got time for a joke. Go ahead, give us your joke here.
Oh, Daddy, it's too late to go back home because we are on the way to golf course. What happened? Oh, I forgot to brush my teeth. Dottie shot 8 under par.
Wow.
8 under par.
Was this in Fort Myers or?
In Philippines. That happened in Philippines? Or where?
Okay.
That's why I asked my daughter, oh, it's time to go play. Do not brush your teeth.
Oh, I get it. She didn't brush her teeth, and she scored 8 under par, right? Is that right, Dottie?
Yeah, it is, but it's a joke.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you all the best. What do you think about, let's see, you haven't had a chance to get on the course. What do you think about a $30,000 first place prize win? What do you think about that?
A lot of money.
Does that put any more pressure on you?
No. I just really play my game and do my best and have fun out there.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Having fun out there.
Well,
Dottie, thanks so much for talking with us this afternoon. We do need to say her mom is sitting over there. Dad, the baseball and golf professional right here. And Dottie, how do you pronounce your last name?
Ardina.
Ardina, she's one to watch right here. And we have been so privileged to have you on the air with us this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you have something else you wanted to say?
I apologize for my dad. He's very talkative.
Hey, he's made our show this afternoon. It's been very much fun having your dad. What's your dad? What is your first name?
Edgardo.
Edgardo?
In Philippines, they call me Tiger Ed.
Tiger Ed. Well, this has just been the highlight of the show today. Tiger Ed, thanks so much for coming out here this afternoon. And, Dottie, we wish you all the best. Thanks so much for coming out here. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality. And we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones, too. We sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right, straight down the middle. Let's hope that Dottie's hitting them straight down the middle. I tell you what, was that fun or was that fun? Talking to a family, and you know, we've seen several families. It was really great that Tiger Ed joined the conversation. He was just telling me off the air that his dream job that he had a desire was to be a radio broadcaster, a sports broadcaster. But he says, now I'm old. I'm 70. I'm too old to do this. But having a great time with his daughter. Remembers that he was born on the sixth hole. Can you believe it? What a story. And we do have some, okay, we need quiet in the background, don't we, Lindsay? We do have some noise in the background here, but hey, that's okay. We are broadcasting live right here from the links of Stony Point. When you see the video, you'll be able to see the great elephant in the clubhouse there, and some of the golfers will be getting ready to come off the course, and it's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to hopefully get to talk to a couple of legends live on the air. How about that? You know, they have a great group of people here with them, and I am just thrilled to be out here and be able to bring all this to you. Let's see if I can find my list of legends. Hey, by the way, want to remind you, Thursday evening there is a live concert in Uptown Greenwood. You're going to want to be part of that. That's part of the whole program here. Of course, it's Uptown Live, and it is free, so you're going to want to be part of that. What else is going on? Friday, they are going to have a golf pub crawl. That's right. It's going to be all over Uptown Greenwood. Cost is $20 in advance, $25, I do believe, day of the show. So that'll be Friday night. I think it starts at 6. You can get your tickets at the Art Center right there. So we've got some LPGA Legend Hall of Famers with us here. And Pat Bradley is here for the Symetra Tour. Beth Daniels, our own Beth Daniels from right here, born in Charlestown, South Carolina, and she graduated from Furman. And she was an LPGA rookie in 1979. Now, of course, she's an LPGA Hall of Famer living in Delray Beach, Florida. She's here. Hollis Stacy is also here. So those are the Those are the Legend Hall of Fames. And then we have other Hall of Famers with us. Got Barb Mucha is here, Didi Cusimano from California, Dan Stevenson, yes, Sydney, Australia, now living in Windmere, Florida. You know, I tell you what, Florida just gets all the luck, don't they? They have all these great golfers living down there. Chris, Lori Wrinkler, God, there's a whole list. Nancy Scranton, Peg Mallon. A lot of these gals are here for the tournament, so we're going to look forward to meeting some of them this evening as we get this opportunity. So that's some of what's going on here. What else we got going on? We've talked to a couple of our Symetra Tour golfers. In fact, Dottie was waiting to get out on the course. She hasn't had the opportunity to be on the course, so she's going to go out there and see what's happening and get a feel of the course. Interesting thing on Dottie, she actually plays, she has a partial LPGA card. I hadn't heard of that, so that's pretty exciting for her, I'm sure. What else we got going on here today? Let's do a quick check. Where's my phone? Of the weather. Where is my phone? It's in my other pocket here. There you go. All right. So we are going to try to get some of these pictures uploaded that we've been taking out here because we've just gotten some fabulous pictures. I want to make sure that we share all that with you. But let's see, what is the weather right now? 88 degrees, sunny skies, and a beautiful breeze sitting right here. Lots of gals out there on the practice, on the driving range right out here at the links at the Symetra Tour. I'm amazed how many gals are out there practicing. Not as many putting today as we had yesterday, but they are definitely wanting to get out on the course and check it out. You know, one of the tricky things about playing a course you haven't played before is, particularly if you're tournament-bound, as these gals are, is that it's really, you got to know the course. It makes a big, big difference. Have talked to some of the caddies out here. As you know, Dottie's dad was going to caddy for her this time, and when they go on to another tournament, he said he's passing because he doesn't want to have to carry the bag, and that's just too much. One of my favorite phrases from yesterday, two things that the gals always listen to on their caddy. Number one, put your sunscreen on. Number two, put down the club. It's lightning out there. So those are a couple of the neat things that we have learned here today. But I tell you what, right now I want to hear a quick word from our sponsor. Going to see if we can see some of our people, our legends that are coming off the course right now, and then we're going to take it from there. So don't you go away. Stay right with us. You are listening to WCRS. We'll be back maybe right at 5 o'clock, but don't go away. I'm staying right here. How about you?
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Four! Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, quite a way. The sun was never brighter, the greens were never. the middle. Oh, the life of a golfer is not all gloom. There's always the lies in the locker room. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle today. Life of a golfer is not all gloom, though they charge you for listening in the locker room. But I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle. Where it wound up is a riddle, but it went straight down the middle.
Down the middle. Hey, I just talked to that Jim Medford man. Yes, he's the one that he and his wife Denise have pulled this big, big, big event together out here at the links of Stony Point. And I tell you what, I don't know how he did it, but he is playing with Jan Stevenson and Blair O'Neill. That's right. He's playing with those two gals. And then there's another guy. I'm not sure who the other guy was. Didn't get to meet him. But they've got three more holes to play, and then he promised he was going to bring both of them over here as we sit at the gazebo just enjoying this beautiful weather here. So we are going to stay on the air to let you hear what Jan Stevenson and Blair Alina O'Neill has to say. And Blair just got an exemption. She actually, I think was what I'm understanding, is she actually is under contract to Big Break. And so the ability to be able to play in this tournament, she had to get an exemption, and she got it. So she is going to be here with us. Who is Blair O'Neill? Well, have you ever looked at the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated? And she does modeling for Golf Digest, and she's got a lot on her resume. She also was just on... she debuted at the Guardian Retirement Championship at Sarah Bay and also played this past week in the Chico's Patty Berg Memorial. So she's a very talented and very beautiful young lady, and we're going to have the opportunity to talk to her as well as Jan Stevenson. So this is going to be exciting, folks. You got to stay right with me right here on WCRS. I tell you what I think we should do. This morning I had the pleasure of interviewing Lindsay Burns. She, of course, is with tourism, and she is part of the reason that the Symetra Tour is right here in Greenwood. So how about let's cue that one up, and then we'll see where we're at, and hopefully we'll have Jim Medford, Jan Stevenson, and Anna and Blair O'Neill with us. So stay tuned. It's exciting. Here's part of the interview that we did this morning with Lindsay Burns. Lindsay Burns, how are you doing today?
Hi, Anne. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, I think people probably go, a speed date? What are you talking about? But why don't you just tell us real quick, for those that don't know, maybe tuning in for the first time, how this all came together that we have the Symetra Tour right here in Greenwood this week.
Yes, it's a very interesting situation. I attended a trade show last April, and it's sort of set up like speed dating, where you have quick 6 to 7 minute appointments with different event planners in the sports industry. And I was lucky enough to get an appointment with the LPGA Symetra Tour. So that's where I made the initial contact, and we hit it off, and they were very interested in Greenwood. And from there, the Medfords and the pro out at Stony Point, Kevin Whitehead, met with them, and everything just sort of fell into place. So it was really a team effort, and I'm so excited that this week is finally here.
Absolutely. So this is the event of this has got to be the event of the century to put all this together to bring only the only place in South Carolina where the Symetra Tour is right.
That's correct. We are the only place in South Carolina. There are two tournaments in North Carolina, and now we've combined the three of these tournaments to form a Carolina Cup. And if one player wins all three of these tournaments, she could win $1 million. So for a qualifying tour, that is a big deal for these girls. And so we just
I think that's
wish
a big deal for anybody, isn't it, Lindsay?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
So, yes, they have to win here and then go on and win in Asheville and then win in Charlotte. But that would be like the triple crown, wouldn't it?
That's correct, yes. Great opportunity.
It is, it is. I talked to several of the gals yesterday afternoon, and they are really psyched about being able to win just first prize just on this tournament, $30,000, the biggest purse on the Symetra Tour.
$200,000.
Well, no, I'm talking about what the girls could win, the $30,000 first place at the tournament. Yes, now the tournament's over $200,000.
Right,
I think I heard $250,000.
Right.
But, yes, the first place in the tournament is $30,000. That's pretty awesome. The last week, what did they win? $15,000.
That's right, yeah. This is definitely the largest purse on the whole tour. By a long shot. So these girls are so excited to be here and to compete in this tournament.
Sure. And, of course, you know, then the charities are going to be the big, big winners here, too. I mean, a lot of our charities, they just ink by day in and day out. But the group of women's charities that have been selected, it's going to be like getting almost, could be, a year's financing.
Yeah, this is not going to be just a drop in the bucket for them. It's really going to help their annual operating costs. And with this tournament being under contract for the next 10 years, it could really, really take these organizations to the next level to help out the ladies of the Greenwood community and the Lakelands area.
Absolutely. I think it's about time we had a girl power event, don't you?
Yes, I agree.
That's right. But anyways, we've got one of the things we did want to talk about this morning. We wanted to talk about how you can get to the tournament. Now, the buses are running Thursday through Sunday. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that's correct. Thursday through Sunday, 7 o'clock a.m. till about 6 o'clock p.m. There are three parking areas, one being the Civic Center, mm-hmm. secondly, the Burton Center, and then Mount Zion Baptist Church on Highway 246. These are the three free parking areas, and free shuttles will be running back and forth. We hope that no one will wait any longer than 15 minutes to catch a shuttle out to the course. So we've got it pretty much down to a science and done the best estimations we could. So we hope that no one will wait that long for a shuttle.
Have we done any time studies on this, Lindsay?
Yes, we have. A lot of homework has been done for this part of it.
Yeah, I bet just coordinating how many buses that you need and, you know, all the logistics. Nobody really, everybody when they're standing there ready to go, they don't appreciate all the backside work that goes into it, do they?
That's right, that's right. And we want it to be a pleasant experience for everyone. We want everyone to leave the course thinking what an excellent event they just attended. So we're trying our best to make it convenient for everyone.
Sure. And then, you know, it's only, I can't believe that they came up with just the fee that they have to go to. Now, it's free for the shuttle. All you're paying is $5 to be able to go out and view the tournament.
That's correct. When you step off the shuttle, there's a ticket tent, and it's $5 per day, or you can get a four-day pass for Thursday through Sunday for only $15. So it's very, very reasonable, a great thing, a great activity to bring the whole family out and enjoy. We definitely wanted to keep costs down for the public so they can come out and really enjoy all the activities.
Sure. And, you know, what is it, 12 and under, don't they get in for free?
Yes, they do. That's right. So children would really enjoy it. We've got a few of the South Carolina Festival of Flowers topiaries featured out at the golf course, which you saw yesterday. Those are always a crowd pleaser for the children and adults, too. So
absolutely,
lots for everyone to see and do.
So, and for those coming from out of town, I would think being able to see these, what is it, five or six topiaries that are out there is really going to pique their interest to come back to the Festival of Flowers.
Yes, that is our hope for sure. We're so happy that we were able to get them ready in time to go out to the course and be featured. And yes, we do hope our visitors just stop and inquire about them. And we hope that they'll come back in June for the Festival of Flowers and all the events surrounding it.
Yeah. You know, it's really amazing. We're kicking it off with this big event. Then you follow it up with the Festival of Flowers, and then you follow it up with the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Wow.
That's right. Yes, it is going to be a busy few months, but that's always an exciting time for us. And I love the hot weather, and I love all the flowers blooming and being outside. So I'm looking forward to all of these events.
Absolutely. Now, but, you know, I know that a lot of things are going on out there at the links of Stony Point, but you also have some events in Uptown Greenwood this week.
Yes, that is correct. We are having an Uptown Live concert uptown at the County Bank Plaza. This is part of the regular Uptown Live concert series. This week they will be featuring Jesse D., who I've heard is a really talented young artist, and so we hope that all of our visitors that are here for the tournament will come out and enjoy the concert and enjoy all of the unique restaurants in Uptown Greenwood. And then on Friday evening, we are going to be playing pub golf, which is sort of an interesting concept, but it's basically like a wine walk, but with beer. So all of the Uptown restaurants will be featured and giving out samples of unique beers, and the cost for that is only $20 per ticket in advance and $25 the day of.
Where do you get the where can you get your ticket?
Tickets are being sold at the Art Center and at Flynn's on Maxwell.
Okay. So $20 in advance and then $25 the day of the event. And what time does it start and where does it start?
That event starts at 5:30. On Friday evening, and check-in will be at the Arts Center, and there you will receive a wristband, a pub golf map, and a tasting glass. And then there are 9 locations throughout Uptown, so you can walk around and sample beer, and each location will have an appetizer to go along with that. So it'll be a really unique event.
Well, after spending a day out on the golf course, that will be a welcome relief and will really kick off the rest of the weekend, won't it, Lindsay?
Yes, yes, it will be great.
Well, Lindsay Burns, have a great day. I hope I see you out there and maybe we can hook up and do a little more talking.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you, Ann.
All right. Bye-bye, Lindsay.
Well, it's a 1, 2, 3, but bogey again. No matter what I do, I can't get that ball to go in. It just laughs at me while it rolls around, doing all it can to miss that hole in the ground. I got the 1, 2, 3 putt bogey blues. I own 15 putters,
drive.
That's right, the three-putt bogey, not boogie, the three-putt bogey, that's right. Hey, I am here at the links of Stony Point. We are waiting for two very special guests, and the one and only Jim Medford that will be right with us. Hopefully they're finishing up. They had three holes left to finish. Let's hope that nobody did the three-putt bogey out there. Hey, just talked to Hack Bartley and Jake and Ashby Stokes. They're all stoked for this evening. They're going to be out here having a good time. And, of course, it is all about the legends. That's right, the legends that are going to be here today. So coming up in just a little bit, that'll be happening. That's going to be pretty darn exciting as they kick off another day that's been going on right here at the links of Stony Point. Yesterday they had, of course, their Pro-Am going on, and then the Pro-Am finished up, and they're finishing up, and then, of course, they're going to have a little reception out here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the one thing you can always say about the links at Stony Point when it comes to doing an event, they always make sure they take care of everything. So we've got, oh my goodness, the plane. The plane is flying over. Is it going to make a landing on the golf course? Gosh, I hope not. Oh, there it goes, rolling around here. But whenever Denise and Jim Medford put their mind to doing something, they make sure that it is awesome for everybody involved. And, God, I've talked to the chef here and TJ, and he goes, and it's controlled chaos out here, and we're doing great. So I sure hope that you are making plans to be out here for the brunch, the Mother's Day brunch on Sunday. Now, let me give you a few details about it. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be going till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They are going to have food by not only the Links of Stony Point brunch food, then, of course, Grits and Groceries is contributing some good stuff, too. And then Lee's Barbecue is rounding out your choices here. And, of course, because it's Mother's Day, what would be more fitting than to let Mother be on the course after her brunch for free? Now, tickets to go to the tournament are $5, but bring Mom out here for the brunch. The tickets for the brunch are $25, and Mom gets to go out for free afterwards. So spend the last afternoon with the final round of the Symetra Tour. Biggest purse on the Symetra Tour, and this is the ladies' golf that is taking them to the LPGA. You know, you could pretty much be assured whoever wins this is going to get their golf card to be on the LPGA. I happen to see Dottie's LPGA card. That's right. She is, like they said, she's half into the LPGA. I'm not sure what that means, but she's half in. She can play in some of the events. But the Mother's Day brunch, it's going to be scrumptious. You're going to have a lot of fun out here. Whatever the Medfords do, they make everybody welcome. They've got a big tent set up out front there. It's got chandeliers, air conditioning, a stage, and even a harpist to play music. You know what? As I say in that commercial I did for them, it'll be an unforgettable time. So sign up today. Give them a call, 942-0903. That's 942-0903. You will be glad you did. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here with you on WCRS. How long does it take to play three holes? I don't know. But we are looking forward to the Jim Medford Man and Jan Stevenson and Blair O'Neill being with us here in just a few minutes. So let's see if I can find out right now, coming up in just a minute, what's going to happen. Well, you know what it is. It's going to be time for South Carolina Radio News. They are going to be coming up in 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is WCRS. Take it away, South Carolina News.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right, straight down the middle. Hey, have I got a guest here for you? I wanted to know how the legends got together here to be here at the Links of Stony Point, and I have a legend pro tour here, Cindy Rarick. Rarick, how you doing today, Cindy?
Doing great. We just finished the Pro-Am, and it was an awesome day. I had a fun team, and I played with a lovely young lady that's going to be competing this weekend in the Symmetra Tour event.
So what do you have to say about our golf course right here in Greenwood? Have you ever played before?
No, this is my first time to Greenwood, and I'll tell you, this golf course is very challenging. It's got a lot of great holes. You're hitting a lot of different clubs out there, which is important. You're using every club in your bag.
So it's not like the commercial where you can just have a couple of clubs and make it come together?
That's right. No, this is the real deal. 18 holes, and you know, you've got to play strategy. I mean, there's holes out there that you can take chances, and there's other holes you better play conservative.
Well, Cindy, how did this come together with the Legends being here and also the Symmetra Tour? How did this come together? How did you end up here today?
Well, they say timing is everything, and I certainly believe it, and some things are meant to be as well, and I think that this was meant to be. I was at the PGA show in January and ran into a friend of mine, and right next to my friend, who had just met Jim and Denise Medford, they introduced me, and we started talking about it. They said they were going to, have a Symmetra Tour event in the spring, and they asked what I was doing. I said, well, I'm playing on the Legends Tour, and they said, well, that might be kind of neat to bring some Legend Tour players in with our Symmetra event. And I said, that's a great idea, and the conversation evolved, and I said, I'd be happy to get some players. He said, you think you could do that? I said, absolutely, and so one thing led to another. We just brainstormed a little bit, and here we are. It's fantastic. We've got 16 of the Legend Tour players, some of the best women that have ever played the game of golf, several Hall of Famers, Pat Bradley, Beth Daniel. It's fantastic. We've got U.S. Open winners. Holla Stacey won 3 consecutive U.S. Opens. Meg Mallon is here. Jan Stevenson, a multi tournament winner around the world. And so it's very exciting for some of these young players to meet the ladies that have, you know, paved the way for what they're doing now and what they hope to be doing for the next 20 years.
Absolutely. Why do you think that women's golf just doesn't get as much attention as men's golf?
Well, I think it all boils down to money. You know, the coverage, you know, it takes a lot of money to be on TV, and that's exposure. And they've got a lot of money to promote that tour, the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour. And the LPGA, you know, it just takes more corporate sponsorships. And I think the PGA has just a lot of long-term relationships with corporate America. So it could possibly get there because there's a lot of great young talent out on the LPGA, and it would be nice to have that recognized by the world.
Absolutely. Where do you call home now?
Tucson, Arizona in the winter and Washington State in the summer.
Gosh, and what's your schedule for the rest of the week? You're just here really today, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to be hopping on and off airplanes all week. We just came in from Phoenix yesterday, and tomorrow morning I'll be going back to Phoenix, driving to Tucson Friday morning, flying up to Seattle, Washington, and then later in the month back across the country to Washington, D.C. So it's going to be a little bit of flying all around, but, you know, I'm used to it. I've done it for over 25 years.
Wow, it's pretty impressive, and I got to say something. Olay, love the skin you're in. You got great skin. Is it a good product?
It's a fantastic product. Thanks for asking. I highly recommend it, and, you know, it's so important to try to take care of your skin. As much time that we've spent in the sun and the elements, you know, it's a great product. They've really come a long way, and I love it.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I know you were packing up your bag, and I just grabbed you, and you graciously sat down with us. Thanks so much.
Sure, you bet. Thank you so much.
I heard that, you betcha. Where are you from originally?
Minnesota.
Oh, there you go, the Great Lakes. Thank you so much.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right. Well, sorry that we're not going to be able to see her again, but she's going to be flying out tomorrow, and she's here for a little while. But that's what you know. You know, you never know who you're going to run into, and that's what makes this so neat. You know, right now I'm here in the bagpipes playing. That's right. We have bagpipes playing right now. Isn't that awesome? Well, where is that Jim Medford man? That's what I want to know. I really hope we're going to be able to get him before we have to, I hope we're not going to get kicked out. But, I mean, I hope he's going to be right back here. I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We're coming right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Four! Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee, wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, quite a way. The sun was never brighter, the green. Room. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle today. The life of a golfer is not all gloom, though they charge you for listening in the locker room. But I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle. Where it wound up is a riddle, but it went straight down the middle.
Oh, that's right. We are right here on WCRS. I tell you what, here is the star of the show right here with us this afternoon, Stephanie Kanoia. She is the face of the Lynx at Stony Point Symetra Tour. How you doing today, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. Just walking off the golf course. Caught me at a good time.
That's right. Pretty good place I picked out for us here today, huh? So how'd you play today?
I played well. I really enjoyed being out there, just being out there with Beth Daniel. I mean, to get insight on playing one of our biggest tournaments of the year from someone who has literally reached the top of the top was phenomenal. It was one of the best experiences of my entire golf career.
Wow, that's saying a lot, because you've had some great experiences out there with being on Big Break and all these other things. So can you share something you learned today?
You know, I learned a lot. Especially since this is the first year that I've had some sponsors and I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself to please them and to play for myself and for everybody else. And the one thing she told me was, you know, you just have to start thinking about you first and making sure that you're taking care of yourself and your health and all of the things around performing well in a golf tournament, and then you'll please everybody else. And that was, and be patient with yourself. That was the other thing she said. You know, she went through a stretch where she really struggled, and then she was patient. She didn't let it affect her confidence. And then 2 weeks later, she won a tournament on the LPGA. So it's just about being patient enough to let everything click.
Well, I know that you have had the opportunity to play out here at the Lynx of Stony Point several times. So what is this going to mean for you when you look at playing here starting on Thursday? That should give you a big leg up, shouldn't it?
It should. I absolutely love this golf course there. I feel at home here. You know, they've built up a great little family for me around Stony Point and in the surrounding community. So for me, I'm just here to enjoy the week as best I possibly can and play some good golf.
Well, I know you are going to be just terrific, and I know that you certainly have done a lot to help promote the tournament and get everybody excited about it. What do you got to say to everybody listening right here in Greenwood this afternoon?
Well, I have to say, just come on out and watch the event this weekend. You will not be disappointed. There are 144 women just like me, all phenomenal golfers who are ready to show their stuff. So come on out and then enjoy Mother's Day brunch out here at the links at Stony Point. We are so excited about this event. It is going to be absolutely world-class.
It is awesome, isn't it?
It is game-changing.
Game-changing. It has been game-changing for the Symetra Tour, hasn't it? It's the largest purse, bringing the LPGA legends right here together. That was something new. So what do you have to say about knowing Jim Medford?
Well, I learned the first day I met Jim Medford that he truly lives by his motto of go big or go home, and the man does not disappoint. And if you come out and watch, you will see this is surely the biggest event that the Symetra Tour has ever laid eyes on, and we are thrilled about it.
Absolutely. Well, Stephanie, I know you want to go relax and unwind a little bit. Thanks so much for stopping by to see us. I'll be looking for you on the course this week.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, come on out and watch. We're excited.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. We have now had Stephanie Canoa on here. Some of the legends are just picking up their things and getting out of here. So this is pretty awesome. That's okay. Hey, we're on the radio here, but that's okay. When you've got legends in front of you, what are you going to say? It's awesome. Yeah, that's No, don't stay out of my way. What's your name?
Chris Cheddar.
Chris Cheddar is here, and who else is here?
Patty Berg.
Patty Berg, some of those famous people here. Who is it? Isn't that Beth Daniels?
No.
Are you? Huh? Meg Mallon. Well, Meg Mallon, I apologize. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
How was your game out there?
Myself or anybody else.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Thanks so much. And are you going to be here longer, or are you just here for today?
Just for today. I get to go back home to Florida tomorrow. So I enjoyed myself in Greenwood, South Carolina.
I don't feel so bad now, Meg. All right. Well, good talking to you. And thanks so much for coming up here to be part of what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, well, you heard it right here. It's a treat, she said, and it certainly is, to have all these great golfers, women power right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. You know what? I think I do not see the Medford man here, so I think what we are going to do, I will get these interviews for you. We will play them, but I think we're going to wind it up right here on WCRS, so that's going to do it for us right here on WCRS. Thanks so much for listening to our expanded show. We told you we didn't know how it was going to turn out, but I hope I just didn't disappoint and gave you a lot of great things here this afternoon. That's it for us, WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.